there was a great deal of concern that when banks open this morning, that there's going to be a run on banks around the country. Because of what happened 15 years ago, the federal government bailed out the biggest banks and their stockholders and designated them as systematically important to the country. And so people know that those four are safe. But most businesses, particularly local and regional businesses, do most of their banking, if not all, with big regional banks around the United States, like Silicon Valley Bank. And the deposits at most of these banks are too large by businesses to be FDIC insured. Listen to this. At Silicon Valley Bank, somewhere around 93% of deposits were not covered by FDIC insurance. So companies didn't have a way to pay payroll this week. They didn't have a way to pay their bills. They didn't have a way to do business with the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. So business owners all across America have been in some level of quiet to extreme panic over this past weekend. And that's why the federal government announced a new deposit protection program for banks across the country, preventatively to prevent a bank run happening starting today.
You know, it's very scary, I think, for all of us. I think there's a lot of people out there. I mean, just the fact that we're talking about a bank run tells you that that folks are scared. Do you think that fear is warranted? Do you think people just need to calm down?
The fear is not warranted. This is a completely different circumstance than the banking scandals and the failures of 15 years ago. There's nothing similar about this. Banks are much more capitalized and better run today than they were 15 years ago. This was an unusual situation that happened with this one bank in California that started to spread a fear of contagion around the United States. And so that's why, and what in the short term will prove to be a controversial decision, and in the longer run will be a shrug of the shoulders, the government stepped up and said, don't worry, be happy. Your deposits in these regional banks are safe for you if you're a small saver, but also if you're a big business with larger amounts of money in the bank, you can rest easy that your money is safe.
Right.
Now, the stockholders at the bank in California are wiped out. They lose everything. And that's the way it should be. What's going to happen, though, now with this backstop is people aren't going to freak out, and they're not going to worry about the safety of their money.
And that certainly makes the decision by the Treasury Secretary worth it, that it's going to calm people down. What's an example, just for my own knowledge, Clark, a comparative regional bank here in our area?
Okay, so a lot of banks are regional banks, extend over multiple states. They're just called regional banks or super regionals. So U.S. Bank, which is not a big branch operator in Atlanta, but is a big operator of banking activities with huge employment in Metro Atlanta, is the largest of what are called super regionals. Truist Bank, whose name sits on the Braves Stadium, is another very large super regional. And PNC Bank, which has more recently established a bigger presence in Atlanta, is also a super regional. But then there are ones that people use that are quite large that don't have branches, like Ally Bank. And I've already received a lot of questions from people who have accounts with Ally Bank. Are they safe? Should they leave their money there? Is there anything for them to worry about? So when something like this happens, particularly for people who maybe lost money 15 years ago in bank failures, or lost sleep over the possibility 15 years ago, they're now almost like PTSD. worried that the same thing is going to happen again, and it's not. I'll share with you just some of the really big banks that are the kind that when people start getting afraid, that are household names or almost household names that are on the big bank list. American Express, which has a big bank. Capital One has a big bank. Charles Schwab has a big bank. USAA has a very large bank. Regions Bank, which is based in Alabama but is big in Metro Atlanta, is the 22nd largest bank in the country. So we're talking about a lot of big, big players that may not be big everywhere in America, but range, depending on where you live, from household names to something that you may have banked with yourself. They were all at potential vulnerable risk of a run on deposits this week.